Weather conditions across the majority of the Midwest continue to be favorable, and we're likely to see this trend continue for a while longer. A good mix of rain and sunshine will likely take place across the region. I suppose if there's anything to complain about, it's probably the coolness across the northern parts of the region. But had we not had the very warm March, it wouldn't be much of an issue. But a lot of the producers in the northern parts of the Midwest may have gone ahead and planted early this year, putting some seed into the ground at a time when the cooling was starting to take place, and some of these soil temperatures may not be conducive of emergence or germination and emergence across some of the northern areas for a while now. So some of that crop will likely stay in the ground for a longer period than what a lot would like to have, and that could raise the potential for a little seed rot if we manage to get moist and stay that way while the temperatures are cool. So we'll keep a close eye on that, but that's a small portion of the Midwest. Most everybody is seeing good conditions in general, and like I said, if we hadn't been so warm in March, this wouldn't even be an issue. The periodic precipitation pattern that's been impacting the Midwest here recently is likely to continue as we go forward through the end of this month, and the combination of sunshine and periods of rainfall will likely work together to provide a very good environment for seed germination and plant emergence in the areas that are being planted with corn and other crops. And the temperatures may still be a little bit on the cool side for a while, though, and so crop development will not be as aggressive as it might have been had it been as warm as it was last month. The temperatures over these next several days will likely bounce around in a seasonable mild range. In fact, it looks as though the weekend will be rather chilly, with a good chance for frost and a few freezes occurring across the Midwest. Now, most of the coolness is going to be focused on the northern parts of the region. By that, I mean that that's where the potential for the more meaningful freezes will likely take place. I am not expecting to see hard freezes in very many locations, and those few areas that do manage to get cold enough for such an occurrence will likely be limited to Wisconsin and Michigan for the most part. Any cold air that occurs further south of the Great Lakes region will likely result in soft frost. And we may see a couple of locations getting into the 30 to 32 degree temperature range on Saturday or Sunday mornings, but we won't see temperatures any colder than that, and we'll likely see a lot of areas that see lows running anywhere from 31 to around 38 degrees, and that is likely to result in that soft frost, which will burn some vegetative growth, but shouldn't have a negative permanent impact on any crop. The precipitation prospects, like I said, are varied across the region. We have a disturbance passing through the upper parts of the Midwest here this morning, and will continue to move across into Ontario, Canada, as we get into the afternoon. That'll be followed by a second disturbance, in fact, a series of small disturbances that will bring waves of light precipitation into the western Corn Belt for the day Thursday and Friday, before the air finally dries out a little bit as we move into the weekend. Some of that precipitation will work its way into the eastern Midwest, and that's likely to take place mostly on late Thursday night into Friday, actually. Moisture totals in all cases will likely run from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to three quarters of an inch, and we don't expect it to be equally distributed across the region. There will be some areas that end up with little to no precipitation. Obviously, most areas don't get heavy amounts of moisture out of this event. After the cool weekend, we'll likely see a warming trend take place, and a better chance for rain and thunderstorms will return to the region as we get into the middle part of next week. Temperatures will be no warmer than 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest during the warmer days, with the exception of the western fringes of Corn Belt country from Kansas to South Dakota, where temperatures could come close to 80 degrees for a brief day or two. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.